freebie scams, free donuts, and a free ebook on how to make money blogging. It's all right here on the Free Stuff Show. I like free stuff.
I like free stuff too.
We've been fans of freebies for years.
It's a hobby of ours, and we're always searching for the next free thing.
Join us on our quest for free stuff.
I'm Rick.
And I'm Tommy.
And this is the Free Stuff Show. And welcome to the Free Stuff Show. I'm Rick.
And I'm Tommy.
And this is the show that's all about free. We're both into collecting free stuff wherever we can find it. And in this podcast, we're going to tell you when, where, and how you can get free stuff too.
Today, we'll give you some important tips to help you avoid freebie scams. We'll also tell you how you can get free donuts and a free ebook that teaches you how to make money with a blog.
Today's show is sponsored by Jobcast Central. Looking for your next career? Look no further than JobcastCentral.com. Employers, list your jobs for free at Jobcast Central. No charge and no limit. It's free, and you can't beat free. Go to www.jobcastcentral.com. We all love free stuff, but not all freebies are really free, and sometimes offers for freebies can actually be scams. We're going to give you some tips, 7 tips to be exact, on how to avoid the freebie scams. And the first tip has to do with email. The first rule of thumb with emails:
don't click on free offers in emails.
And that sounds basically like common sense advice, and it is. But you'd be amazed at how many people actually open up and click on freebie offers in emails. Freebie scams in emails can actually take the form of phishing scams or direct links to malware even. Phishing scams, for those who are not familiar with the term, involve collecting your personal data so that they can use it for nefarious purposes. And then, of course, direct links to malware is pretty much what it is. You click on a link, and the next thing you know, you have malware on your machine. And some examples of free emails that you'll see these kind of scammy offers in include
Free credit reports, free gift cards, or free money-making schemes in general.
Exactly. I think everybody has received some of those emails advertising free credit reports. What you need to be careful of is giving out any information about yourself for a supposedly free credit report. Almost all of those types of emails are scams. You click on the link to get a free credit report. They're going to put up a form asking for your personal information. This will include your home address, your phone number, bank account information, and of course, more often than not, your social security number. Now, this is all the information that anyone would need to steal your identity, open other accounts in your name, or to go to your bank account and drain it. So that's definitely something you want to avoid. Free gift cards, that's another scam, and some of those will ask for personal information that can be used for stealing your identity. They can also be used to send you malware directly to your PC. So you want to avoid clicking on those kind of things. Free money-making schemes. Some of those are actually money laundering scams. So you want to be careful about this sort of thing. The best rule of thumb is if you get an unsolicited email offer through your email account, just delete it. Don't even bother to read it. Just delete it. That's the best and safest way to go. What's the next tip we have here?
The next tip we have is some old advice. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
I think that goes pretty much without saying. If it sounds like a really good deal, too good of a deal, you know, give away a free car or something like this, the chances are it probably is too good to be true. And that's another freebie you want to pretty much avoid. What's the third tip?
The third tip is not to give any personal information you don't want to share.
And that's really good advice. And it goes back to the first tip that we gave you, but it's true of anything. If you go to a site that's offering something free and it's asking for some information, some personal information about you, there may be a line that is crossed past which there is information you don't want to give out. I mean, obviously, bank account numbers and social security numbers, those definitely cross the line for freebies. No one really should have that information but you. But there's some information that can be a little bit iffy. For instance, if they're going to send you a free sample, obviously they're going to need your address, your mailing address, to be able to send it to you. And sometimes that can be used against you as well in some types of freebie scams. It's a matter of just using your best judgment on that and deciding, you know, if the free offer is one that really needs that information that it's asking for, or if it's information that maybe is just a little more than what they need for what they're offering. So you want to use your best judgment on that one. What's the next one?
Number four is to use free stuff sites that are trustworthy.
There are free stuff sites out there that are trustworthy, that are very good and worth visiting and subscribing to. There are also some free stuff sites out there that are questionable and some that are outright scams that are just there to take advantage of you. So you want to be careful about where you're going. Check out the free stuff site and you know, make sure that they're legitimate. Check the about page and make sure that they have information about them that seems pretty legit before you hang around that site. Also, go to thefreestuffshow.com. You know, there is a rule of thumb that some blogs may not be trustworthy because it's easy to put up a blog, but there are other blogs out there where there are genuinely people who are really into free stuff, like Tommy and I are, and that do it as a hobby, like us, and that are legit. And now we, of course, will check out everything before we post it or we talk about it on the podcast. So we'll tell you if this is something that's legit or not. And if it's not legit or if it's really questionable, we're not going to post it on our site. So you can trust us there at thefreestuffshow.com. But that brings us to number five.
Number five is to research sites and offers before you jump into them.
And that's true. That if you are not sure about the site, even if you're not sure about what we're offering or our site at thefreestuffshow.com, research it first. Go up on Google, Google around, check out the free offer, check for other reviews on the free offer or on the free site before you jump in. That's a really safe way to do it. Just don't click on something because it's there and because it says it's free. And in the case of thefreestuffshow.com, don't take our word for it. Check it out for yourself. We do encourage that. Tip number six.
Now, if it costs money to get the freebie, then it isn't really free at all.
That's just common sense. If someone is offering you something for free, but you have to send them some kind of money to obtain it, that isn't free at all, and it's something that you definitely want to avoid because chances are that's a pretty scammy way of offering something for free, don't you think?
Yep.
And the last tip.
When in doubt, don't do it. If you have any doubts about the freebie you're about to apply for or the site you're going to apply for, don't do it. Your instincts are probably telling you the right thing, and you should just follow through with it.
Good advice. Good advice. And those are seven tips to avoid freebie scams. Well, we have some free stuff for you this week, but before we talk about them, we need to give you our promotion disclaimer.
Some free offers we talk about on the Free Stuff Show may be related to affiliate or referral programs from which we may receive a small commission. However, many are not, and we aren't going to recommend anything to you that we wouldn't try or use ourselves.
That's right, Tommy. Everything that we talk about on the show is either something that we have tried or that we use or we would use if we needed or wanted it. And that's our promotion disclaimer. So now we have a couple of freebies of the week, and yours is one that sounds pretty tasty, Tommy. What do you have?
Now here's a day specifically for all you pastry lovers. National Donut Day 2015 is right around the corner. This interesting event, which takes place on Friday, June 5th, consists of most donut stores around the U.S. and Canada, allowing every customer who walks in to take one free donut of any flavor. Most donut vendors, including Krispy Kreme and Dunkin' Donuts, are participating in this countrywide event and are offering any flavor of your choosing, as opposed to limited options. The only obstacle now is, which flavor do you choose? The classic glaze, the delicious filled ones? Leave a comment on our site and let us know which flavor is your favorite. For more info on National Donut Day 2015, check out its official website at donutdayusa.com.
Well, I can hardly wait for National Donut Day myself, so yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I got plans.
Yeah. Well, that's Tommy's freebie of the week. I have a freebie of the week as well. This one is a free ebook on how to make money blogging. Are you a blogger? Have you ever wanted to start your own blog? Can you make money with it? And if so, how? How to Make Money Blogging is a free ebook that gives you the scoop on making your blog profitable. Learn tips and tricks from the money-saving mom and start earning real money from your blog. Download this free ebook and learn the ins and outs of making money with your own blog. It covers necessary traits of successful bloggers, ways to set your blog up for success, tips for writing top-notch content, ways to build and increase your readership, tips for maximizing your earnings with affiliate advertising, tips for selling more sidebar ads, the pros and cons of joining an ad network, ways to use your blog as a springboard to earn additional income, and more. Download your free ebook, How to Make Money Blogging Now, at theforcefield.tradepub.com/free/W_MONC01. It's free, and you can't beat free. And that's my freebie of the week.
Well, that's all the free stuff we have for this week. Join us each week for more free stuff and check out our website at thefreestuffshow.com, where you can read our blog and subscribe to our podcast to keep up with the latest free offers and promotions.
Remember, that's thefreestuffshow.com. If you just type in Free Stuff Show without the word the in front of it, you'll wind up somewhere else in the net instead of our site. So be careful typing the URL and enter thefreestuffshow.com.
And if you find anything free that you want to share with us, you can email us at comments@thefreestuffshow.com.
You can subscribe to The Free Stuff Show on our website at thefreestuffshow.com or listen to us on iTunes, Blueberry.com, or stream it to your mobile device on Stitcher Radio. Well, that's our show for today. Before we go, any other final thoughts on our topic?
I'm thinking about which flavor to choose for Free Donut Day.
So am I. Well, everyone, I'm glad you could join us today. Join us again next time for more free stuff on The Free Stuff Show. Once again, today's show is sponsored by Jobcast Central. Looking for your next career? Look no further than JobcastCentral.com. Employers, you can list your jobs for free at Jobcast Central. No charge and no limit. It's free, and you can't beat free. For the latest job listings or to list your jobs, go to www.JobcastCentral.com. Well, everyone, thanks for listening, and until next time, I'm Rick.
And I'm Tommy.
And this is The Free Stuff Show.